Blog Talk Radio.
Carries you through the rest of the night. For the next 90 minutes, join Ken and I as we share with you music and word of the Lord, things that you should know, things that you might not know. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to get into the praise and worship part of the service, and let's play some music. Okay, here we go.
My heart, make me yours.
Thank you.
Well, now we've gone through the praise and worship part of the service. Okay, let's get into the messages, okay? The first message is a devotional. It's called Forgiving It Yourself. You see, offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian and Messianic life. See, the Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs to fashion us into his likeness that we might model the love that we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving as we've been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with the courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through you as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. As Christians are Messianic, striving to love others well and live in obedience to the commands of Christ, we often are harder on ourselves than our Heavenly Father is. Okay? If we are ever going to experience the depths of God's love in every season, we must learn to forgive ourselves. In Brendan Manning's book, Abba's Child, The Cry of a Heart is for Intimate Belonging, he writes a powerful statement that can both guide us to a greater lifestyle of peace and open the door of our hearts to a greater affection from our Heavenly Father. But we cannot assume that he feels about us the way we feel about ourselves. Unless we love ourselves compassionately, intensely, and freely, in human form, Jesus revealed to us what God is like. He exposed our projections for the idolatry that they are, and gave us a way to become free of them. It takes a profound conversion to accept that God is relentlessly tender and compassionate towards us just as we are, not despite our sins and faults. That would not be a total acceptance. But with them, though God does not condone or sanction evil, he does not withhold his love because there is evil in us. Our Father loves us unconditionally. His grace and mercy will never run out. He is never surprised when we sin or fall short of the life to which we have been called because he knows our need for him. Okay, he knows that without his help, we will never succeed in living a lifestyle of obedience. He knows that without constant encounters with love, okay, we will never be able to fully love others. And he knows that without being consistently filled with the Holy Spirit, we will never be empowered to live in the freedom from sin Christ's death affords us. And 1 John 2:1 says, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father." Okay, Jesus Christ, the righteousness. God does not condone our sin. He does not enjoy our mistakes. But he will meet us in a place of brokenness and in need every time we fail. He will offer us mercy and compassion every time we come to him in confession and repentance. And nothing could ever cause him to stop loving us for even a moment. Your Heavenly Father is beckoning you to forgive yourself today. He's waiting to fill you with mercy and grace to overflowing. He's ready to lead you into a lifestyle of loving yourself as he loved you. Run out to meet him today. Allow him to clothe you with love, honor, and grace. Allow him to show you the depths of compassion for you and live today in the light of the glorious grace of Jesus. So first, we must meditate on the importance of forgiving yourself. Allow Scripture to give you God's perspective of grace and mercy. Isaiah 53:5, "But he was pierced for our transgression, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed." In Galatians 2:21, "I do not nullify the grace of God, for its righteousness were through the law, okay, then Christ died for no purpose." In Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So secondly, where do you need to forgive yourself today? What mistake or failure are you carrying around like a weight? Where are you not offering yourself the grace and mercy offered by your Heavenly Father? And thirdly, ask God to share with you a perspective Ask him to help you see yourself as he sees you. Spend time resting in his love, compassion, and being filled with his affections to overflowing. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 37 verse to 39. So, often we carry the weight of our mistakes because we are unwilling to ask forgiveness from others. Confessing and repenting to those we've wronged is a vital part of the Christian messianic life. So admitting our weakness and faults to others helps remove us from the pursuit of perfection and guides us to a life of surrender and humility. So confess your sins and ask forgiveness from anyone you've wronged. Allow the forgiveness of your Heavenly Father to fill you with joy, love, and freedom where only sin and shame abounded before. I highly suggest that you read Romans chapter 8 because this, if you read this chapter, it'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. Now, this brings us to the most important question of it all. And that is, do you accept Jesus to be your Lord and Savior tonight? And I will give you a chance to do so in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of walking aimlessly in life, not knowing which way is up, which way is down, where to go? Okay? Or maybe you're suffering from some type of depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from some type of addiction versus alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality. Okay? Or gambling or overeating, internet, gaming, whatever it may be. You see, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, you have to be willing to ask him to come into your lives. So I'm asking you now, okay? Are you willing to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some more music here, okay, to keep us in the Holy Spirit, okay, and here we go.
When did it become incorrect to speak the truth about
now we got, I'm going to be bringing Tony F. on, and he's going to, give us the Bible reading for tonight, and it's entitled Instructions Concerning the Land, from Numbers 33, verses 50 through 56.
Hi, y'all. Here we are again. Nice to meet you. Here to share the word with you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. Tonight we're going to do Numbers 33, 50 through 56, like Ken just told you. Y'all just be patient with me tonight. My throat's a little scratchy. All sorts of things in the air today. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, When you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Destroy all their engraved stones, destroy all their molded images, and demolish all their high places. You shall depossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it, for I have given you the land to possess. And you shall divide the land by lot as an inheritance among your families. To the larger you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance. There as everyone's inheritance shall be whatever falls to him by lot. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides. And they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel and say to them, When you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as inheritance, the land of Canaan to its boundaries. Your southern border shall be from the wilderness of Zin along the border of Edom. There your southern border shall extend eastward to the end of the Salt Sea. Your border shall turn from the southern side of the ascent of Akrabim, continue to Zin, and be on the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it shall go to the Hazar Adar and continue to Asmon. The border shall turn from Asmon to the Brook of Egypt, and it shall end at the sea. As for the western border, you shall have the Great Sea for a border. This shall be your western border. And this shall be your northern border. From the great sea you shall mark out your border line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you shall mark out your border to the entrance of Hamath. Then the direction of the border shall be towards Zedad. The border shall proceed to Zephon, and it shall end at Hazar Enon. This shall be your northern border. You shall mark out your eastern border from Hazar Enon to Shepham. The border shall go from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of En. The border shall go down and reach to the eastern side of the Sea of Shinnereth, and the border shall go down along the Jordan, and it shall end at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land with its surrounding boundaries. Then Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, This is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to give to the nine tribes and to the half-tribe, for the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of God, according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance. And the half-tribe of Manasseh has received its inheritance. The two tribes and the half-tribe have received their inheritance on this side of the Jordan, across from Jericho eastward toward the sunrise. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho, saying, Command the children of Israel that they give the Levite cities to dwell in from the inheritance of their possession. And you shall also give to the Levites common land around the cities. They shall have the cities to dwell in, and their common land shall be for their cattle, for their herds, and for all their animals. The common land of the cities which you shall give the Levites shall extend from the wall of the city outward 1,000 cubits all around. And you shall measure outside the city on the east side 2,000 cubits. On the south side, 2,000 cubits. On the west side, 2,000 cubits. And on the north side, 2,000 cubits. The city shall be in the middle. This shall belong to them as common land for the cities. Now among the cities which you will give to the Levites, you shall appoint 6 cities of refuge, to which a manslayer may free, and to these you shall add 42 cities. So all the cities you will give to the Levites shall be 48. These you shall give with their common land, and the cities which you will give shall be from the possession of the children of Israel. From the larger tribe you shall give many, from the smaller tribe you shall give few. Each shall give some of its cities to the Levites in proportion to the inheritance that each receives. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally may flee there. They shall be cities of refuge for you from the avenger, that the manslayer may not die until he stands before the congregation in judgment. And the cities which you give, you shall have 6 cities of refuge. You shall appoint 3 cities on this side of the Jordan, and 3 cities you shall appoint in the land of Canaan, which will be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be for refuge for the children of Israel, for the stranger and the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills a person accidentally may flee there. And these sayings shall be a statute of judgment, you throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Whoever kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the testimony of witnesses. But one witness is not sufficient testimony against a person for the death penalty. Moreover, you shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. And you shall take no ransom for him who has fled to his city of refuge, that he may return to dwell in the land before the death of the priest. So do not postulate the land where you are, for blood defiles the land, and no atonement can be made for the land, for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. Therefore, do not defile the land which you inhabit, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the children of Israel. Amen. He's just telling you. They're getting what they want, but they still have to do what he says. You're forever under the Lord's word, no matter what you do. Going to go to Psalms now, 31, 2 through 4. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength. Now we'll go to Proverbs 10:28. The hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will perish, which it always does. You know, you hear it 100 times, 1,000,000 times, but you don't believe it. Evilness does lose in the end. In the end, you know, that's how it finishes up. Evil will not win. But the only way evil can be stomped out is if you remember that you have to believe in the Lord. You have to live some sort of life of goodness. Help people out, do good deeds, do what you can in the middle of the afternoon just to help somebody. It doesn't have to be big things. It can be small things. But do something. Help somebody. There's lots of evilness out there. And only with the light can you get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll speak to you a little bit later, or maybe you. I think the pastor's going to end this shortly.
Yep. All right. Well, that was passionate reading.
No, oh, thank you.
Yeah, very passionate. All right. Well, oh, boy, there's a bunch of callers.
A what?
A bunch of callers. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of music here. Okay, go in between the messages. Here we go. Okay. we've got a caller that's been holding for quite some time. I'm going to bring him on, or her on, and find out who they are. And, hello, 913, you're on the air.
Hello, Kenny. Hey, this is Denton, man. What's going on?
What's up?
So, I've been listening to your show for a little bit now, and I'm not trying to bust your balls or whatever. You said a lot of stuff. I had a nice, you know, rebuttal to this. So you talked about Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And so that's a good scripture. I like that one. In verse 24, it says it's a free gift, being declared righteous by his undeserved kindness. And when you think about that, that's something special. Because Jesus, he gives us that gift. And it really means something to me. It should mean something to you, of course, and I'm sure it does, but it means a lot to me to be declared righteous. And, you know, and we're declared righteous by that release of the ransom by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so, you know, further on in verse 25, God presented his son as a propitiatory sacrifice through his faith and blood. And so I got to thinking about that. Well, what does propitiatory mean? And so, you know, when you go to the dictionary, it says having power to atone for or offered by way of expiation for propitiation. So what he's basically saying is like, hey, I see your sin. I'm going to atone for it. And I'm going to put it on my shoulders, and I'm going to, you know, make your slate clean. And that's such a great feeling because, you know, what better feeling in the world to have somebody like Jesus to take everything that you've done wrong, all the sins that's on your mind, and that you think about day in and day out, to have, you know, put it on his shoulders. You know, remember the scripture, you know, throw your yoke upon him because his, you know, his load is light, right?
Yeah.
It's such a great feeling. And, you know, I had a lot of different things I wanted to say. I appreciate Tony offering his explanations on things. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate the broadcast, and you know, that's all I wanted to say. So, appreciate the show.
Well, thank you very much, my brother. I'm glad you decided to come and listen tonight. I know you've been listening from the beginning, and I wanted to grab you a little bit earlier, but I found myself in time constraints where I had to do it at a certain particular time, okay, where I had some free time in between. So,
well,
sorry.
Can I say one thing before you leave?
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, when Tony was mentioning numbers, you know, numbers of the Bible chapter numbers. I think when you were playing music, we were all like the Israelites in Numbers 25:1.
Yeah.
Because we really don't want to hear that. When you look at Numbers 25:1, Israel was staying in Shittim. I'm sorry, I had to say it, but we really don't want to hear the music, man. We want to hear you and Tony converse and talk about stuff. And I'm sorry.
Well, I know, but see, it's kind of hard to just be me and Tony. I'm in the process of trying to get other co-hosts to be on the show with me. so we could talk and intermingle and talk about the Bible and talk about different things, okay? So we have a talk show versus more than music, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
yeah.
And so until I can get the people that want to co-host, okay, with
I understand.
Me, you know?
I get it, Kenny. You don't have to. You don't have to answer to me. Yeah, I just want you to let you know that I appreciate your show, and I'm glad you let me have on the air to express my opinion about, you know, Romans and stuff like that. And it's such a good point to be able to allow our load to go on to Jesus, because that's what's most important. Is a lot of people have stress. I especially, and you know, a lot of people in this world have stress, and to be able to have that load and put that load on somebody like Jesus, it really makes the world out of you. You know, it makes you feel so much better.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, because you don't have to carry it all by yourself.
Right, exactly. You know, you got somebody in your corner.
Right.
Yep. So that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, he says lean on him. So you gotta, you know, I mean, when you feel stressed or overwhelmed, lean on him. And that's what he's there for. Okay? He's there to show you love and understanding and care. Okay? Yeah.
Well, I hope you feel the same way. Like
you
got people in your corner.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
You got a lot of people that look up to you, like myself.
Well, amen.
I don't have the chance to call in as much and stuff like that. But you know, I still look forward to your show, and you know, you got people like DC2 and Spencer and people like that. You know, care a lot about you. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'll let you go. I'll go on quiet myself. So you take care of yourself,
okay.
All right, brother?
No problem, my brother. Good to have you on. Okay? Glad you're doing well. All righty. Okay. Well, I'm going to play just a little bit more music. Okay? Here we go.
When I finally meet you, time won't have an end. And I see you happy, smiling over dreams. 'Cause when you close your eyes, I know you think of me. So maybe I need the eyes of a child. Keep my mind free and my heart running wild. On a mountaintop for all the world to see. And all I hope is they see you. cover my iniquity. There's nowhere to hide from your all-seeing eyes. You know everything, I can't tell you a lie. You know my own heart much better than I. You know when I'm sleeping, you know when I rise. You know all the thoughts that go through my mind from morning to night, every moment of pride. I acknowledge my sin to you when I did not cover my iniquity. You know what I've done, you know what I do. So I open my mouth and confess it to you. And you're making me know it's your spirit at work to convict me of sin. So I know where to turn and I know where to run. Run to your home to be cleansed of my sin by the blood of your son. Hey, I acknowledge my sin. I know I can't kill it with a knife or a gun. It must be crucified on the cross with your son. Then I can know that it's finished and done. Then I can know that I'm truly forgiven and get to the business of living for you. And it's not for my glory, but only for you. And it speaks of your mercy, your love, and your truth. Give me the faith to believe what you say and to trust in your word when I'm tempted to stray and to patiently wait for the day you return. I hate my sin and burn, but the hope will pass away. Won't you hear you hear my prayer?
Message goes out to those who need it most. and you will, are the best person to know if you needed that message or not. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to get Tony F. in here. Okay, let me get Tony F. in here so we can do the closing prayer. Amen. Hey, Tony, you want to do the closing prayer? Okay. All right. As Tony comes, okay, which will be here shortly, he was in the other room.
As we leave you all tonight, may you all leave us blessed. May your tomorrow be filled with lots of love and sunshine and joy and things. You know, every day doesn't have to be down and gloomy. No matter how you look at it, there's always an up point to everything. So tomorrow, no matter what you get up feeling like in the morning, just remember there's people here at God's Rainbow Ministries who are thinking about you, praying for you, and hoping that you have a wonderful day.
Amen.
Bye.
Amen. Thank you, Tony. That was wonderful. All right. Well, I'm going to play a song to take us out, okay? I just want to remind you that tomorrow night we're going to have another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio starting at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, okay? And then Sunday we have our 5 o'clock church service at God's Rainbow Christian Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay, you're all invited, okay, to attend church. Okay, you'll hear a great sermon, okay, by me. And like I said, I hope to see you all there, and you all have a blessed night tonight. Okay, I'm going to play a song and take us out. Okay, here we go.
I've been down in the dark, got holes in my heart, burned soles on my boots from all the hell that I walked through. Lie awake in the night, praying for a little light, running down all my fears, but you'll never see my tears hit the ground. Heaven help me now.
Every day, okay, we must pray to him, okay, I basically do it every morning. I get up, okay, and I thank God, okay, that I'm alive today, that I'm able to sit there and give another broadcast, okay, to help those who are in need, okay, and to need to see the light, okay. And I'm forever grateful, okay, for another day. Amen. Because, you know, we never know what tomorrow is going to bring, whether we're going to be able to even see you tomorrow. So we got to thank God for every chance we get, okay, to be on earth, okay, to spread and send a message to those, okay, we love, our neighbors, our friends, family. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Okay, may it be a blessed night. May you rest in peace, okay, and be blessed. Amen. So good night, all. Have a blessed night.